Good, thank you, Lee. Thanks for talking to me today.
No, not a worry. Let's talk about speeding, which is quite a problem here in Tasmania. We've seen and heard about it over the years, and with the busy tourism season coming up, it's time to, you know, get the message out there that speed is not the right choice when you're behind the wheel of your car, is it?
No, it's not. And the risks that are inherent in speeding, even just by going over the limit by a few kilometres, people probably don't think about it at the time, but the impacts it has. We know from our studies that there is a very high rate of low-level speeding in Tasmania, with a lot of people speeding by just a few kilometres over. And sadly, quite a few people even speeding to greater margins. What we know, even in a 60-kilometre zone, speeding by 5 kilometres over the limit, if you're involved in a crash just with that increased speed, even in that 60 zone, it doubles the risk or doubles the chances of that particular crash either being what we define as a fatal or serious injury crash.
Now, I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot here, but a long time ago, you were able to drive 60k an hour in residential areas. That dropped to 50 here quite a few years ago. Did you see any noticeable change after that came into play?
When we're talking about residential areas and we're talking about pedestrians, and in particular when we're talking about children, once the speed starts getting up over about 40 kilometres an hour, the actual injury rate becomes very, very severe. So in that particular case of those residential streets, by dropping 10 kilometres off the speed limit, it makes it so much safer for everybody else, even if there is a crash.
And that's the key word here, safety. And we're seeing car manufacturers implementing fantastic measures in their new vehicles. Like, I drive a car that's got that eyesight thing, so it puts on the brake if someone runs out or a car breaks suddenly. And that is an absolute game changer.
Yeah, I think a lot of those features, they are helpful. There's also the radar follow when you're on cruise control. Some of those features are helpful, but what I would say is drivers need to be responsible for their own driving and they need to not rely upon the technology. There actually is no better technology than a sober, well-slept, not fatigued driver paying attention, driving within the road rules, and actually, you know, paying attention to their driving. You know, the additional technologies, they are helpful, but they don't negate the need for a driver to actually be attentive and responsible for what they're doing.
Yeah, well said. Now, we've seen a number of campaigns over the years, the Speed Kills one from a few years back. But there's an interesting one we're seeing on roadside billboards at the moment, and that's the Just Over campaign, which really gets you thinking, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think, unfortunately, and this sort of shows up in the data we have around, you know, the number of people who speed. I think in Australia, and particularly in Tasmania, you know, there's a little bit of a culture of just being a little bit over is okay. And to some extent, when people are just a little bit over and they're not enforced by the police because, you know, we're not on that particular road, or they don't have a crash, it seems to reinforce this culture that it was okay. Unfortunately, it's not when that person's involved in a crash or involved in a crash with someone else, and that's when the real risks come in. The reality is being over the speed limit is not okay. The speed limits are set for the type of road, the density of the traffic, whether it's a rural area or an urban area. The reality is speeding is not okay. When people increase their speeds, the risks increase, you know, manifestly. Just to give you a bit of an example, you know, someone who's 10 kilometres over the limit, when there is a risk emerging on the road, be it a car pulling out in front of you or a child running onto the road, there's a period of time which we call a perception time for people to actually perceive something is changing in the road conditions. That's, you know, when the driver is actually trying to perceive what is going on. Then there's a reaction time before the driver actually does something about it, which might be, for example, slowing down and by applying the brakes. When you're travelling faster, by the time you've perceived a risk and you've reacted to the risk, you've actually travelled further down the road, still at your original speed, before you've actually had the impact of starting to slow down.
Yeah, interesting. And that's without even bringing into play bad weather or poor visibility.
Exactly. And here's the thing. The speed limits are a maximum limit. They're not a guide. They're not a suggestion. They are the maximum limit. But that doesn't mean you drive at that speed all the time. Sometimes there is bad weather, there is rain, there is dense traffic, you know, there's any number of things as to why the, you know, maximum limit of a particular road might not be the right speed at that time, and sometimes there are conditions when a safe speed is actually much less.
And we know that all too well here on the northwest coast. We've got the Bass Highway, which runs east-west, so when the sun's setting or rising, you've got direct sunlight in your eyes as well, which doesn't help.
Exactly. You know, there's a range of factors that can impact upon the road condition, also a range of factors that can impact upon driver's vision and, you know, the driver's ability to see what's going on the road around them.
Any other messages before we part this afternoon, Jim?
Apart from slow down, and it's actually slowing down that saves lives, a quick little statistic for you. Our data tells us, and it would suggest to us, that speeding is actually a factor in probably around 30% of our fatal and serious crashes. And another point, which is a favourite of mine, is leaving a good distance, a good follow distance between you and other cars, particularly when you're at the 100-kilometre limit. Mm. If you leave a good reactionary gap, you've got time to adjust.
Very good. Great to talk to you today. Appreciate that. We'll get you on the next few weeks in the lead-up to Chrissy and the busy time here in Tasmania on our roads. Thanks again.
Lee, thanks very much for the time, and thank you for talking to me.